Hey, this is Maury from KSQD's Squid on the Street. Taking a summer vacation is an annual favorite of students across the globe, with nice weather making it a perfect time to take a break and see the world. But as Trump continues to enact very strict border laws and an extremely isolationist foreign policy, including quote-unquote universal tariffs and travel bans targeting 43 countries, there has been an increasing climate of fear among Americans that were planning to pay a visit abroad in the upcoming months. I asked those on the UC Santa Cruz campus how this current administration's values are affecting them.
My family is planning to travel over the summer. We're planning to go to Mexico City in June, and it's not necessarily Trump's foreign policy that is stressing us, but just his very strict border policy and the fact that people who are agitating for political change, you know, progressives, have been getting detained recently when trying to re-enter the country. And my dad has already had a run-in with Border Patrol before when trying to re-enter the country because they've flagged him as some sort of agitator. And so in trying to return from Mexico City, my family is a little worried.
I was actually planning on going on a Mexico trip with my friends over the summer, but we aren't planning on going there anymore just because with all the things happening at the border, we're scared of a couple of my friends are Mexican, but they were born here, but they're like, I don't know if I'll come back. Don't know if I'll be allowed to be like let in or whatever. And we just like don't even want to chance it anymore. We don't want to get stuck on the other side. So we're doing like in-state camping trips.
Not in my experience. Like, I don't think I would have fear traveling across the country or out of the country. That fear is definitely reasonable, and I can see why people have that fear. I just think for me as a woman that appears white, I don't think I'm like at risk of that sort of situation, if I'm being honest. Traveling out of the country, I feel like Americans have been looked down upon anyway, no matter who's the president. I don't think Trump's administration affects me specifically in that way, in like the way you're asking.
Well, I'm no longer traveling internationally or any kind of road trip because of the fear, I mean, first as a transgender and queer person, of violence against me and the safety issues around that, especially with Trump being in office, Trumpies are a lot more emphatic. And then I'm kind of chill like that, so I feel like people wouldn't get mad at me for being an American. But there is still a worry about that as being an American and possibly showing up as American.
I just think that Trump's policies definitely make relationships, like getting along with people who are different and from other countries, a lot harder. I think it definitely makes it a lot more polarizing. I feel like America's very removed from Europe and other countries anyway, so I think it just makes that difference wider and makes it harder for us to like find similarities.
I sometimes am personally scared just because of how he has completely gone away from the Constitution and completely disobeyed it. And that scares me because I know people in minority groups have been targeted getting back into the country, and even people from other countries coming to America, you know, they don't want to because they're also scared, you know, what could happen to them. So there's just too much unease for people to really want to travel and do things this summer.
For me, I'm not too worried about it because I don't watch the news too often. I'm just not aware of how bad it is and what exactly the details are. And I'm also a white male. And I also have this long hair and beard. I'm going to come back from Ireland, and my mom literally told me to shave my beard and cut my hair just to have a better chance of getting let in. And I think my mom was just overreacting.
This has been Squid on the Street with Maury. Stay tuned to KSQD. Many voices, one station.